For the record, today is Wednesday, March 4th. The time is 11:14 a.m., and this is a meeting of the Public Service Commission of the District of Columbia. We are meeting in the hearing room of the commission at 1333 H Street Northwest. I'm Betty Ann Kane, the chairman of the commission. Seated to my right is Commissioner Joanne Dottie Fort, and to my left, Commissioner Willie L. Phillips. This meeting is being held pursuant to the Open Meetings Act of 2010. The notice of intent to close meetings agenda noticing the commission's closed sessions was posted in the commission secretary's office and on the commission's website on Thursday, February 26, 2015, and pursuant to Section 405B13 of the Open Meeting Act, the commission may close a meeting to deliberate in an adjudication where the commission is exercising its quasi-judicial function. The formal case matters that are to be discussed in closed meetings were identified in the aforementioned notice of intent to close meetings. The Open Meeting Act requires that the commission in an open meeting conduct a vote in favor of closure. And accordingly, I'd like to call for a motion for closure of a commission meeting to be held immediately following this open meeting to discuss the matters that I've identified.
So moved.
And I second.
All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
And the chair votes yes, the motion is carried. Let me announce that the commission will hold an additional open meeting on Friday, March 6th, at 11 a.m. To decide a procedural matter in formal case 1119. The next regular open meeting is scheduled for March 11th, 2015 at 11 a.m., and the proposed agenda for the next meetings will be posted at least 48 hours before the date of the meeting. There being nothing further, the commission will now meet in closed session.